Well, mama worked for the post office, and the daddy worked for the railroad. So they always lived in a railroad station. They always had the post office in the railroad station. So whenever they moved from one station to the other station, they put all their gear, all their things, into a train. And the train would take them right to the next station. But I want to tell you about the railroad train. Riding the rails was my thing. Yeah, I want to tell you about the railroad train. Go pick it back down the line.
You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
All right, Burlington, let's get real about sheets. When's the last time you washed your sheets? In the midst of our busy lives, it is far too easy to push off the simple task of washing your bed sheets indefinitely until you can't remember the last time you've given your bedding a spin through the wash. This is your reminder to wash your sheets. There is no better feeling than getting into a freshly made bed with clean sheets at the end of a long day. Not to mention, humans lose on average 500 million skin cells a day, many of which rub off onto your sheets. These cells attract dust mites, which can trigger itchiness and allergic reactions. Unwashed pillowcases harbor 17,000 more times bacteria than a toilet seat and can cause acne and skin irritation if not washed weekly. Sleep better, sleep cleaner, and wash your sheets. This message is brought to you by your hygienic DJs at
Thank you. been walking all alone. Every step I took felt wrong. Life been throwing sticks and stones. Slowly healing on my own. Disconnected from my phone. Now I'm back into my zone. Renewed. Okay, I'm better now. So I can't do things the same way. So I took
Way into my veins.